The story. A crowd gathered around as he pointed to a farmer in the distance who was scattering seeds from a huge bag on his shoulder. They all stared at the figure who walked slowly up and down his field as clouds of tiny seed fell to the earth. There was once a farmer who went out throwing seeds far and wide. Some of the seeds fell along the edge of the pathway, and they were trampled underfoot. The birds came swooping down and gobbled them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, and they grew up very quickly. But they had no roots in the earth and no water, so they dried up and died. Other seeds fell among thorns, and as they grew up, the thorns twisted around them and strangled the life out of them. But other seeds fell into good, deep soil, and they grew up ripe and strong, producing fields of crops that were 100 more than was sown. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
You've already done really well on that first challenge. I've got another challenge for you, and this is called the spending challenge. Just imagine if you were given £10,000, a wonderful gift to do with whatever you want. Somebody sent you a letter or an email has just come to say that I want to give you, you don't know quite who it's from, £10,000, and it comes with my love. Please use it as you see best. I wonder what you would do with it. It's a lot of money, and it takes a lot of thinking about. Your first thought might be, oh, pay off the overdraft. Well, maybe something. But what if you were to use it to do something with that would make a real difference in the world or in your lives of your family or your friends or the community? Rather than me giving you some examples, why don't you just turn to the people near you and ask them, and get together in a sort of twos or threes or little huddle, and devise a way of spending that money that would make a real difference, that would be wise, that would recognize that it's a gift to you and would be something really worthwhile doing. Okay, just a couple of minutes, think about it, and I'll ask you one or two people what great plans you've come up with. To bless the creation, the world around, people in special need, and to have a great time and to look forward to the future so that a person can be educated really well. Because with education comes the capacity to give more and understand how best to use money. Thank you ever so much. I'm sure there's wonderful ideas all around. Do you know our church is very blessed, this church, Christ Church, because every year, roughly, we are given around about £180,000 this year. And this year, we've also received a legacy of about £20,000. So we are so blessed. And do you know where that money's come from? Well, it's come from you and you and you and you and you and me and all of us who give regularly to the church. Well, it's not really to the church. Giving is a matter of giving to God so that God's work can carry on in ways that the church decides is best. And it's the work of the parochial church council and the people who are leading the different teams to pray and to think about how that money is spent. But you find the same in your families. You have to think about how you spend the money that you have coming in. or whether you're in charge of a uniformed organization or a branch of it, it's very important for you to pray and to think about how that money is best used. Our parish council, too, has to make those decisions. Our government has to make those decisions, and the news is full of those decisions every week. Now, the Bible is very, very helpful when it teaches about money. In fact, Jesus taught more about money than most other subjects in the things that he taught about. And the Bible gives us some very clear wisdom on money and the use of the things that we've been given. And the first thing it says is that everything that we have is not really our own. It is a gift from God. It is something that we are stewards of, or we are given responsibility to use. That's why we are here today and every day, to celebrate the God who gives us all that we have. And the secret of living life to the full, which is what Christ Church seeks to help people to do, to live life to the full, is to recognize that life is a gift. And to live life as gift rather than something that we just have to do our best in is a very different way of living. And it's a wonderful way. It's God's way. But with that gift that God gives us, he also gives us responsibility. And he calls us to use what has been given wisely. We've used that word wisely already quite a lot. And I wonder whether we can understand what that really means. What does it mean to use something wisely? Well, one of the ways of understanding how we use money wisely is to sow where it will grow. To sow where it will grow. And in Jesus' story about the sower, we see the seed being sowed in all sorts of different places. Do you know, the people listening who were very, very familiar with sowing seeds, or even if they weren't farmers, they would have thought, well, this person who's sowing really has missed the point. He's scattering the seed all over the place. It's going among the thorns. It's going on the hard ground. It's going on the rocks. Jesus said, yes, the seed that fell on the good soil produces a great crop. But they must have thought, this isn't a lesson on sowing. That Jesus wanted them to know that where the seed does fall on soil, seed does fall on good soil, then there will be growth. We can remember, therefore, that it's very important where the sowing takes place. And we learned this lesson by planting some sunflower seeds in May. Who was here when we had lots of sunflower seeds? Do you remember? Put your hands up. Quite a lot of you were here. And I'm sure lots of you got stories to tell about what happened with those sunflower seeds. Well, Helen Barnett, where's Helen? Here she is. Gardener Helen is going to tell us a little about, report back as to what happened when. Do you want to use this?
I don't know.
What happened, or you can use that if you like. Use that. There we are. When the sunflower seeds were sown.
Okay, in the beginning of May, we had little plastic cups, and everybody at the whole service planted a sunflower and had to take it home with them and try and make it grow. So they had to look after it, give it a bit of water, sunlight and warmth. And as you can see, here's some of the results. So there's a very tiny one just there in that Wellington boot. And look how tall the one beside it was. Really, really giant. And the next one, Matty. Now this one's really special. It did need a support. Can you see a stick beside it? But it had lots and lots of different flower heads. So it was going to have lots and lots of fruit, or lots of flowers. The next one. Now this one, we had to plant it out. We couldn't keep it in this little pot. And this one, can you see at the bottom? It's in a pot, but not the original one. It's a giant pot for all those roots. And here's some more. Some of them are very beautiful with different colour petals. Really, really giant ones. Thank you, Anita. We've even got you up there. Now, they were all planted in the right place. A sunny spot, a warm spot. What would happen if I planted my seed there in that bowl of porridge? Will it grow? Is that wise? No? Okay, I'm really keen. So as you can see, I've got loads of seeds and I'm going to plant them all in the same pot. Is that going to work? No. Now, Joe says we've got to plant wisely. And I think this little person is planting wisely. A couple of little seeds in each pot.
Thank you. So the Bible teaches us that these precious gifts of money or other resources that we're given need to be used wisely. We sow where we want to see grow. And that helps us to have a very clear understanding of our responsibilities with using money. Harvest is a time when we're so thankful for all that we've been given by God. But if we remember that money is a gift from God to be used as God wants it to be used, we will be able to ask Him how we might do it. If we want to know, says the Bible, how to be wise in what we do, ask God and He will help you. Ask God and He will help you. At the beginning of the service, we used those words, how will we use the gifts wisely? And the answer was, we will seek the Lord. And at Christ Church, we've been seeking God's wisdom as to how we use that money that you have given, £180,000 each year. It sounds a huge amount. It is a lot, but it is very easily spent because there are so many wonderful possibilities that we can use to invest that money that will bless others and will make a difference in people's lives. And this leaflet that you've been given as you came in, or you might have been sent it online if you're on email and you've given us your email addresses, Giving for Life, sets out some of the ways in which as a church we're seeking to live life that blesses others and that brings life to other people, whether it's little children or very old people, whether it's people in our local community or whether it's people across the nations in very poor places, whether it's the homeless or whether it's the lonely, whether it's the drug addicts or whether it's people who think they just don't need anything because they've got it all. Those are often the people who are most in need in God's sight. So I would encourage you to read something of what has been happening at Christ Church. And if you feel you'd like to already, if you're already giving to the work of God that can work through Christ Church, then please do consider if you're doing that wisely. If you're asking God, what am I giving that will really honour you and is worthy of such a great God? And if you want to take that further, you can use the practical applications through the Gift Aid Declaration and the Standing Order that's included with that booklet to do it. Harvest is a great time to celebrate God's goodness. It's also a time to take stock of how we're using what we've been given. Whether it's our personal way, or whether it's as a family, we can pray alone, together, and often. And the great thing is that Jesus is the friend who comes with us on that journey and helps us to do it joyfully. The joy of seeing those sunflowers blossom is the joy in Jesus' heart when he sees lives changed and people come to know his life in its fullness. So we're going to stand and sing now about the friend that we have in Jesus.